Well, the economic downturn caused by the pandemic resulted in a horror year for many Australian businesses. And for some, it could be about to get a whole lot worse. Insolvency laws were tweaked in March to help keep businesses afloat as their turnover plummeted. But the majority of those safeguards come down tonight, and analysts are forecasting a wave of business failures. On this New Year's Eve, it's only the Northern Beaches area of Sydney experiencing anything close to a lockdown, and the businesses there are feeling it. But let's go to Sydney's city centre, where New Year's Eve crowds have been banned and hospitality venues are operating at a much reduced capacity. Our business reporter David Taylor is on the Opera House forecourt for us tonight. David, on any other year, it'd be really hard to move. Revelers are usually cheek by jowl. Where are you, and describe what it's like?
Emily, I have to say I'm not quite on the Opera House forecourt at this point because of the rain. I had to come into the under the bridge section here, just under the stairs. Look, it is quite surreal. Rain restrictions and coronavirus have made for a ghost town around the harbour foreshore. There's something of a smattering of people in bars and restaurants as I made my way around Circular Quay from west to east and then towards the back half of the Opera House. I probably passed two or three people along the way. Then, of course, the rain came in and then there was no one. If I, just from a vantage point I have now, there's a ferry coming into the terminal. So I can see right across the other side of Circular Quay and there's literally no one. There's faint sounds of music. Some bars are open and the music is coming out of the bars. But even looking over to the Opera House bar underneath me, there's just no one there, which is quite a strange feeling to be here, to see no one in front of me.
Who actually has access to where you are and the surrounding areas of the CBD?
So I'm in the green zone, which covers the area around Circular Quay, the Rocks and the Royal Botanic Gardens in the CBD itself. But that extends to Lavender Bay, Blues Point and Cremorne Reserve on the lower North Shore. Now, so it's reserved for residents and their guests if they're having a party tonight, as well as diners at restaurants and the media. Anyone else needed to be in these areas before 5 p.m. And if you want to be here now, you need a pass from Service New South Wales website. So it's basically game over for anyone who can't apply to be here from that standpoint. It's also another example, Emily, though, of the restrictions putting businesses through even more pain. Brett manages the gelato shop, Gelatissimo, which some Sydney-siders may be very well aware of on a hot summer's day. He's at the eastern end of Circular Quay. He told me this year has been very different.
Very hard with no tourists around this year, especially today. It's probably our worst day of the year, I think, since before COVID.
Worst day of the decade in terms of New Year's Eve?
Yeah, 100%. Worst day of the decade for New Year's Eve, definitely.
What would the crowds normally be like right now, this time last year?
Right now, I would have had a line to Wharf 2. So we would have had three lines down to Wharf 2.
And there's literally no one here right now?
Literally no one. I would normally have 9 staff on right now, and we got nothing.
Can you take this hit? Is this sort of a hit that you can take into the new year, or will you have to recover somehow?
We can take the hit. We're pretty well off because we're a company store, so we've got a nice financial backing behind us. There's a lot of business around here, though, that won't survive.
That's Brett, an ice cream shop manager at Circular Quay. David, many Australians will be hoping that 2021 is better than 2020, but you're already seeing signs that there won't be much respite for some businesses.
Indeed, Emily, it's hard to watch. Sonia Filotto runs ACS Debt Collection. That's an agency chasing after businesses who owe money to their suppliers. Now, she's bracing for a busy February and March as companies scramble to get money back from distressed businesses.
I expect to have a busy February, March. Just last week, the number of inquiries that we've had just in debt collection alone tells me that people are starting to seriously think about their creditors.
The corporate regulator, ASIC, reports that 683 Australian companies went out of business in March alone. To prevent a wave of business failures, the government brought in temporary changes to insolvency laws. The changes worked. The corporate cop says bankruptcies fell in April to 410 and were down again in June to 364. On a usual year, an average of 700 to 800 businesses fail every month. Originally scheduled to end in late September, the measures were extended to the end of the year. Independent financial analyst Martin North expects a spike of business insolvencies in the new year.
Of course, the legislation which protected businesses is now changing. And that means that we're going to see, I think, a litany of defaults over the next few months.
Businesses were tossed a lifeline in March. For example, the minimum amount of debt that could trigger bankruptcy rose from $5,000 to $20,000. The amount of time an individual had to respond to a bankruptcy notice rose from 21 days to 6 months. And the temporary debt protection period, where people could apply for relief from creditors, also rose to 6 months. Martin North says his business surveys show hundreds of thousands of businesses still need this protection.
So I reckon I've got more than 2 million SMEs represented in my survey. And at the moment, there's around a quarter of them that are signalling significant cash flow issues and concerns about their survivability. It is a big deal. It's not uniformly spread across the country. And I also have noticed some significant wobbles in the data that's come back in the last 2 or 3 weeks as the Sydney Beaches question has started to flow through as well. So it's going to, I think, be quite dynamic.
Patrick Coughlin agrees with Martin North. He runs Credit Watch, a credit reporting agency providing ratings for more than 50,000 customers across Australia. He's told PM the vast majority of businesses hurt by COVID will limp over the line into January.
From a generalisation point of view, every company pretty much is more of a credit risk unless you're operating in, you know, one of those essential service type of industries, providing those goods that have certainly been on demand, you know, in e-commerce, for example, or protective equipment, that sort of thing. However, as a generalisation, yes, you know, most companies have definitely had a higher risk rating than they would have 12 months ago.
What types of businesses or what industries are most at risk?
The ones that are most at risk at the moment are definitely hospitality, tourism, accommodation, retailers that are reliant on foot traffic, and also what we've found is administration services. So they're the types of services that people would normally outsource in their business, but really they can bring it in-house and save themselves some money.
In late September, the government announced long-term changes to insolvency laws. For example, before the temporary changes were implemented, the minimum amount of debt that could trigger a bankruptcy was $5,000. It will now remain at $10,000. Martin North says businesses will welcome the extra support, but he points out it may, for many, only kick the bankruptcy can down the road.
You know, you could extend it another few months, but then you've got a bigger problem later, I think, because businesses who are not able to trade solvently will not be able to change that anytime soon.
That's financial analyst Martin North with our business reporter David Taylor.